Morning has turned to afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone.
But the grind carries on.
Not just the grind physically, but the grind mentally.
The Midday Grind with Martin Kilcoyne.
Bonzo.
Charlie Marlowe.
Nice job, Charlie.
And featuring Andy Strickland.
Take it back!
It's the Midday Grind on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Strickland has left the building.
Boring.
Okay. What's going up on Hockey Sense?
Boring.
A couple of writers from Ontario.
Calgary.
We'll break it down. We'll talk plus minus. No, Hockey Sense coming your way at 1 o'clock. Andy Strickland has left the building. Martin Kilcoyne, Charlie Marlowe live today at Maggie O'Brien's. We like to say Helen Fitzgerald is next to them. That's because we're at the Sunset Hills location. They took over for O'Leary's.
The old O'Leary's.
The old O'Leary's. This used to be a Charlie hangout when he and Bob Costas lived at the Georgetown Apartments or something like that.
Sure, back in
something like that. Sunset Hills on Lindbergh. You know where O'Leary's was for years? It's now the newest in the franchising of Maggie O'Brien's. They brought it out to the county here. And if you're a listener of 590 The Fan, come on by today. If you buy lunch during the broadcast, the Cam Jansen Show will be here. The TJ Moe Football Show will be here, which is called something other than the TJ Moe Football Show. I don't get all the memos.
Football Weekly.
The Final Drive.
Pigskin
Power.
The
Final Drive is coming up here. If you stop by, have lunch, because 590 is hanging out here at Maggie O'Brien's all day long, you can get registered for a chance to win a two-night stay at Hollywood Casino just by writing their email on the back of the receipt. How about that? Two Maggie O'Brien locations now. Sunset Hills and the original, where Union Station is next to them. A little concerned that Cam Jansen will actually show up down at the Union Station location. Maybe, does Cam have a handler? I feel like he should have a handler.
He's pretty big time. 10-year vet.
Cam
in the
here.
NHL. Cam here.
Cam
he
here.
Should have a handler. Maybe I could be.
Her name is Kate, and she's a lovely lady.
Yeah, I could
I
be
hear
Cam's
about
assistant.
Kate during those commercials.
She handles his schedule beyond that.
Okay. Maybe she'll drop him off. And I'm not making fun of anybody getting dropped off because I've been known to need a ride.
Because that would be the pot calling
the
kettle. Black.
And then Charlie Tunes says, why is the kettle got to be black?
Why has it got to be black?
Why has the kettle got to be black?
I think Cam just hangs out at the downtown one. I think he just literally just jumps between the tin can or tin roof, Maggie O's, and the
Scott
the
Trade.
And that's it.
He was all fired up last night, tweeting out that the Blues played their best game. The Blues winning last night. It's three in a row. More intense hockey talk. Charlie and I will break it down.
Fast-paced game.
Got to see Tarasenko playing a more of a two-way game. Didn't play a lot of minutes in that third period. How about that? But Strick will have Hockey Sense coming up. Blues have won three in a row. They play the Flyers tomorrow at noon. I'm not sure who really likes the noon Saturday game, unless it's on NBC or ESPN back in the day. Unless it's a featured national broadcast, I'm not sure what the benefit of that is. I mean, that doesn't. I would rather it be at 6 or 7 o'clock on a Saturday night when I can go over to Chuck's house and just hang out.
I'll pick you up and bring you over to my house.
I will say this.
No more college football. You do have a nice window there for sports. That's so why not have that noon window where everybody can watch?
To be fair, this is true. Blues play tomorrow. Then they play in D.C. on Sunday. That's the 2 o'clock start. Text line topic for this hour. And I'm genuinely interested. Sometimes I just say I am, Chuck, and we want to get some activity. Begging for text. That's a new guy in 2018. 282-8255, your level of interest in Chiefs football. So they're the first playoff game tomorrow, Chiefs and Titans. My honest answer, because I'm not a big Chiefs fan. I know they have a fan base here in St. Louis. When the Big Red left, I think a lot of people gravitated to Kansas City football. Just doesn't do a whole lot for me. Plus, Clark Davis was the one dissenting vote on the relocation committee. That kind of bothered me. So, are you interested in the Chiefs? Because I'm going to tell you something. I have more interest in the Rams playoff game than the Chiefs. And part of that is I want to see the Rams flop. And it is on Channel 5, so I'll have to, like, program it. Right now, I don't have it programmed on my TV to go to Channel 5.
I didn't even know there was a Channel 5.
I'm going to have to reprogram it to see that tomorrow. So level of interest in Chiefs football overall, not necessarily just a playoff game with the Titans, but on a 1 to 10 footballs, Chuck. I'm not a big Chiefs fan, but I know there are some of you out there. I would rather watch the Rams game this weekend than the Chiefs game, to be fair.
See, to me, I don't have to pick here. I'm giving you a bad answer, but I'm interested in all of the NFL playoff games. I like to bet. I like to watch the games. So for me, I don't necessarily care that much more about watching the Chiefs than the Rams. Obviously, the Rams are a little more interesting to us. And how about the new faux scandal? I'm sure we'll get to this Patriots article as well. It took me about a half an hour to read last
night.
Turn
around, turn around. Here at Maggie O'Brien's, there are what? What do there was like 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 TVs. Friction between Kraft,
ESPN.
Brady, and Belichick. Friction between, and then over on FS1, ESPN, there's Golic, Greeny, and Wingo, and Hasselbeck, and
Golic's son.
Rip It and Flip It, and Golic's son, and Golic's wife. Yes, they're all talking about the same thing you're talking about.
But I was scrolling through Twitter just before I'm coming on the show, and I see TMZ has this little report. Now, it's not a bombshell or anything, especially when you hear what it is. Todd Gurley was out at the club. Okay, so last night he was at a club 2 days before they play, by the way, 11:30 at night, and didn't appear to be drinking at all. Why is that a story? And they're trying to kind of spin it like, oh, 2 days before a playoff game, Todd Gurley is out at a club. He was walking in with a sweatshirt on, looked like he was totally sober at 11:30 at night. Is that a big deal? No.
No, but you know what? For the Rams being in Los Angeles, if you're good at some point, if you get to like a Lakers status, which they probably never will, and you're Kobe Bryant or any of those types, you're going to be subject to all that TMZ.
And you have all the paparazzo out there.
Correct. I mean, Mike Martz once told me, because he coached a little bit in L.A. on the staff. He might even been a free coach for a while. I think he was out of football, like left Arizona State. We'll get him on the show to talk about Isaac Bruce because he's very passionate about Isaac being in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But he said, can you imagine the celebrity that they achieved in St. Louis with Warner, Falk, Bruce, Holt, Pace, Aeneas, all these guys. He said, can you imagine if that was happening in L.A. and you'd walk into the locker room? Like, we'd walk into the locker room at the Edward Jones Dome, and we'd see, like, Calvin May and Skip Irwin. And in L.A., he was saying, can you imagine you'd walk in and Denzel and these guys probably, because they were winning and they were one of the best
Tom
teams.
Tom Cruise.
Right. And it is a good point. If you're really good in L.A., then the stars come out. The Dodgers for years, Lakers, the Diane Cannon sideline shot, which is a reference only Charlie Tuna and Frank get. But I do think the more success they have, the more attention the girlies of the world are going to get. Oh, it's not a story. It's silly.
A lot of people on the text line weighing in. First of all, love the intro music. Gets me hyped for 10 seconds every day. That's from Cardinals Usher of the Year.
Well, it gets them hyped for a total of 10.
Yeah, but, I mean, it plays for 10 seconds. It gets you going. That's the whole goal of our intro music. Brentwood Forest Cabana Boy says zero interest in the Chiefs. No interest in Chiefs football or that game which the Chiefs will steamroll. All of my attention is to hate watch the Rams. That's also from Cardinals Usher of the Year. The Catfish saying a daily double for me is the Lambs and Squaws both getting crushed. One more. Level of caring about the Chiefs, a 2. Interested in the playoffs overall, do not care about the Chiefs at all. I'm not rooting against the Chiefs.
I'm not against the Chiefs. I'm just not – I don't care,
you're not
really.
You're pro-Chief.
But I think Channel 5, unfortunately, I think is going to get a monster number because Rams, playoffs, this is something we haven't seen in 13 years. And I think the interest in them flopping, which I don't think they'll flop. I think it'll be a good game. I'm hoping Atlanta wins. I think that's going to be a highly watched game. And I think Frank, listening in his car right now, should be forced to come in and maybe do a half-hour Rams postgame
show. He should.
Show.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch because it's on another station, but I'll make sure I follow and monitor it on social media. Watch it on local TV.
Coming up on this show, we're going to spend a few minutes, kind of like PTI, Chuck, 5 good minutes. We'll just steal that. Bill McDermott. Sir Soccer. Tonight they're handing out the Herman Trophy, and I have covered this in the past, but I've always wondered, and I guess until this year we didn't really talk about, why is the Heisman of college soccer being handed out in St. Louis? It's a pretty distinct honor. Big names, Mia Hamm, Alexi Lalas, Claudia Reyna.
I know.
Why am I telling you?
I was there a couple years ago.
Carly Lloyd's there tonight.
Mia Hamm was on hand, kind of presenting, and then Carly Lloyd there tonight.
We'll talk to Sir Soccer in a little bit. And Jober's joke of the week, it doesn't always mesh with Strick. Andy likes to run a really tight show and doesn't allow for any
boring
content. So we decided to sneak Jober in because Strick is not here. He's going to be at Sliderhouse from 1 to 2. The rest of the gang here at Maggie O'Brien's. It's something they've done right out of the gate, Charlie, is they're sort of giving it their own vibe at the former O'Leary's. Went to use the restroom. And the signage right now is temporary. It's just a sheet of paper. It says, ladies, for the ladies' room, and gents. And I think eventually it'll probably be scripted on there. I like when a restaurant, bar, you name it, establishment, keeps it simple. You ever go out to dinner and you walk up and it's like, at the Mexican restaurant, caballeros, caballeras, and you're staring at the damn thing, and then you just decide, because I've had a couple of cervezas, I better wait to see if a male or female comes. It'll be like gauchos, gauchettes, and you're like, can you just put M or F?
That's difficult.
B but or G?
I sat down here a couple minutes before the show, and Julie, our waitress, comes over. Very nice. She says, where do I know you? And I said, well, I do work at Fox 2. And she said, Rocky, are you listening? What did Julie, our beautiful waitress, what did she say to me?
So she said, do I know you?
I tweeted it out, too.
What did she say?
She said that Charlie looks even better in person.
Even cuter in person, she said.
Is this the lady who brought you some corned beef and cabbage?
Well, no. I asked. I said, because when you come somewhere, what's the special?
Only...
What's the best? I said, Maggie O'Brien's. What do you got that's the best?
What do you got?
And she said,
what do you got?
The Reuben
yep.
and the burger.
Yep.
And I said, let's go with the Reuben. So
yep.
I got a beautiful Reuben over there and some sautéed and seasoned green beans I'm ready to
eat. They're pretty good, too.
Maggie
O'Brien. The Reuben here, Cam and Jansen swears by it. It's the best in town.
All right, so, Rock, you were sitting there. The Chuck Egometer, like 10-plus?
You know what? He handled 11. It well. I'll give this no blush, just a very calm.
Is it like just another day of being
complimented? Just a very calm, thank you. Yeah. I mean, nothing else. I was impressed. I mean, frankly, it looks like it's said to him a little bit too often.
Let's be honest. It does happen almost every day.
My mom says.
Almost every day.
And my mom always says, you know, Charlie reminds me a lot of Martin, except he's younger and better looking. And I'm like, Mom.
Ring the bell.
I'm sitting right here.
At least your wife's not saying that.
As far as I know. Last night, by the way, Chuck gets a game ball. When we hired him to come to Fox 2, it's because he was a young, handsome, creative reporter.
25 at the time.
And now he's an aging, handsome, uninspired reporter.
That's not
true. Who I've been waiting since he handed in that original resume tape to do some fun, just kind of off things you won't see anywhere else. This is what a news director in the TV business will say to you at any time. Hey, I want to cover the All-Star game. Hey, I want to go down to spring training. What are we going to get that nobody else will have? And you say, I don't know, maybe I can get Mabry to go fishing? You got to think of something offbeat. What did we have last night on the 2 Fox, Charles?
Well, it started a couple days ago. I'm walking my dog, Otis, around Glendale. It's freezing cold out, and I kind of go the same route each time, and I see this really nice hockey rink, this ice rink, right in the front yard, a couple streets over. I see a couple kids playing out there, and I ask them about it. I say, you know, when did you guys build this? How many times have you done this? How many years in a row? And the dad, whose name is Derek Gould, by the way, not the Derek Gould, though.
Which added to the story,
yes,
I think.
Yes, not the Derek Gould. That is the Cardinals beat writer, of course. But I told the kids, I said, hey, ask your dad if it's cool to do a story. When are you going to be on the ice tomorrow, which was yesterday? And I said, I'll come by. So I came by yesterday at 3:45. They were playing. And Jake, who's 11 years old, they actually had off school yesterday because of a water main break. So he said he was playing all day long. But they have this really cool ice rink. They built it around Christmas. It took about a day. The dad, Derek, said, you know, he goes to YouTube and he finds out there's all kinds of plans about how to make these rinks. They have lights on it there. And what he said was really funny was last year, because the weather was warmer, so he builds this rink last year, and he said they got 4 days of skating, which he said was great. But all of his neighbors were kind of poking fun at him like, hey, you got
you
a pool, basically.
That for that?
You got a slushy pool in the front yard. And now they've been skating since Christmas, and hopefully a week or so plus if this weather continues to be so chilly.
I thought it was really cool, and the kids are obviously having fun. The timing's great because everybody's out on break. But I started thinking about the lawn and whether it gets ruined. And then Mandy Murphy and I are talking during the break, and she said, what if they start breaking windows? I said, we're like the unfun police. Breaking windows, does it ruin the lawn? And then I looked at it and said, it depressed me because I can't do that. Could you build one of those? Probably not. When Janie Ray wants to make
Or Janie Mae.
Janie Mae wants to become a the next Haley Wickenheiser and says,
sure.
Dad, I want a pond out front.
Ice skater.
You'll say, well, why? The neighbors have one. Just go around the corner. Why should I have to build this?
Well, that's why I did the story, so I don't have to build that in my front yard about 5 years from now. No, but they had two goals, obviously. One of them was really big, and it had almost like a soccer net. So I think the whole goal there, pun intended, was to stop any errant pucks. Then on the other side of the rink was a really small goal. And these kids are hockey players. They play for the Kirkwood Stars. 11-year-old team, an 8-year-old team. The other boy, his name is Daniel Marquitz, who's an 8-year-old. So you can tell on the one goal that's small, I think they're working on more skill. They're not firing slap shots that might all of a sudden break a neighbor's window.
I enjoyed that. I also enjoyed, maybe this is when you turn into like little old lady on Facebook, but I started to retweet a lot of video yesterday that I saw on Twitter. And the one was the weather guy, and his forecast was up on the screen.
I saw that.
And you're probably too young to remember this.
Oh, come on. Everybody knows that song.
Tommy Two-Tone, the weather guy, and at the bottom it has, like, the predicted high or low for each day, and it's a seven-day forecast. And it goes 8, 6, 7, 5, 3, 0, 9.
Jenny.
And somebody captured it, sent it out. I don't even know where the guy was, the weather person. But I did say, and I believe it to be true, Glenn Zimmerman would probably do that on purpose. Like, even if you think it's probably the high is going to be 6, you go like, oh, I wonder if I can go 8, and then it's going to be 6. I'll go 7. I can't believe that has never happened before. 8, 6, 7, 5, 3, 0, 9. I enjoyed that.
And also, real quick, I know we have a guest here, but I didn't actually look at the clip. I saw the graphic. So he did not do that on purpose? I figured he did and made a joke about it.
You know, I don't know, but Glenn would. If he, well, rest in peace.
Because that's like winning the lottery, to actually forecast that perfectly, 7 digits.
Because you probably,
come out,
and
8, 6, 7, 5, 3, 0, 9.
Dave Murray, Glenn Zimmerman, they probably have some wiggle room.
Yeah.
Is the high going to be 7 or 8? And at that point, like my wife said the other day, is it 5 out or is it 4? And I said, does it matter? Correct. It does matter what's happening tonight at the MAC, and it's soccer-related, so it's mandated. In fact, the city bylaw is safe. If there's anything soccer-related, Bill McDermott must be there. I think his green room request involves some White Castles and maybe a Bud Light. Bill McDermott is with us. Bill, how are you?
Fine, Martin. How you doing? Charlie, how are you?
What's up?
Do you have a rider, Bill, for your appearances?
Martin, this is being a traffic cop tonight to emcee this event. A lot of moving parts. Just keep it moving. Just keep it moving.
It is the Herman Trophy, and I know Zach Choate was over there yesterday. It's pretty cool that this is happening in St. Louis. I don't think it's any slight to say it over and over again, but it's the Heisman Trophy of college soccer, both male and female. What is the backstory here, Bill, to have this event and this trophy housed in St. Louis?
Well, the MAC, Martin, began way back in 1903, and as you well know, soccer began in St. Louis well before then. Kind of the older members, more established members, they were well aware of that. So back in 1986, they decided to indeed make the College Soccer Trophy of the Year become more or less, as you just pointed out, that's 100% accurate, may I add, the Heisman of intercollegiate soccer. And ever since then, they've been awarding the top male and female players. The female award started in 1991. And the conglomeration of players, Martin and Charlie, who have won this award, the absolute key to it is, what do you do after you graduate from playing intercollegiate soccer? Do you go on and play in USL, MLS? But most importantly, the absolute key question is, do you go on and represent your country? And that is exactly what has happened, especially in the early years of this award. John Harkes, Alexi Lalas, they were at the absolute backbone of the 1994 World Cup winning team. Claudio Arena, later in 2002, for the women, Mia Hamm, Cindy Parlow, Christine Lilly, all vital players in the overall success of the women's national team. And truth be told, that's why they have 3 stars in their shirt, 3 world championships, players who have come from this award ceremony to go forward and represent their country.
And then, Bill, you always have big names coming back to help present. Yep. I remember a couple of years back I was there for Mia Hamm, and this year you have another superstar in the women's game in Carly Lloyd.
Well, Carly Lloyd comes back. Charlie, she was the world player of the year in 2015 and 2016. And in the 2015 World Cup final, everybody talks about the fact that she had 3 goals. No one in the women's game has anywhere remotely close to scoring a hat trick in a World Cup final. Other people have scored 4 or 5 goals in a game, but not in a World Cup final. But the absolute testimony to her ability in that particular game as the captain of the team, the 10 shirt, she was all over the field. She had a game for the ages. If indeed there's such a thing as a zone into which a professional player goes, she was there for 90 minutes. She was in magnificent form and was far and away the best player on the field.
And, Bill, where do these finalists come from? Where is it submitted? What's the process here to get to these? I mean, I'm sure some of it's obvious who the best players are, but how does it get whittled down?
It's whittled down, Martin. It starts off at the beginning of the year. There's a MAC Herman Trophy watch list. There's between 18 to 25 players. It gets whittled down to semifinalists, and then the absolute three finalists are picked December 8th of the current season. So a lot of these players, as a matter of fact, quite a few of the players who are up for this year's award, Jesse Fleming from UCLA, Savannah McCaskill, she's from South Carolina, Andy Sullivan from Stanford, John Baccaro from Wake Forest, Tomas Hilliard-Arce, Grant Willard, all these players played in the NCAA College Cup, the Final Four, for both men and women. So they literally just finished their seasons 2, 3, 4 weeks ago, and they found out in the same week, just about, they were finalists for the overall final trophy.
And, Bill, how many St. Louisans have won these trophies?
It started off with the actual the actual Herman Trophy, named after Bob Herman. If St. Louis soccer ever had a Lamar Hunt, it was Bob Herman. His name's on a stadium at St. Louis University. He was one of the prime movers in the early NESL days in St. Louis. So it was named after Bob Herman. That began in 1967. It won St. Louis player, as an answer to your question, Charlie. It won five straight years. Al Trost in 69 and 70. Mike Seary, 71 and 72. And then Dan Collins in 73. Matt McEwen won the current version of the MAC trophy back in 1995. So there's been a drought since then. And we're looking forward to possibly revamping that in years to come. But this is an absolute celebration of intercollegiate soccer for men and women. And these six finalists, three men, three women, they are the best players in the game right now.
And, Bill, are you still sporting all black with the U.S. not making the World Cup? Are you still in mourning?
We'll make a comment about that tonight because I give a little year in review. And the bottom line to it, Martin, is do you shut it down? Do you moan? Do you complain? No, you get better at it. It's a young man's game now. You change the overall process. Players, coaches, fans, announcers, everybody has to get better. But the overriding theme is that it is unacceptable not to qualify for the World Cup from the CONCACAF region. And that's what that's the situation the United States finds itself in. They will not play another game of any consequence in a World Cup until Qatar in 2022, and that is if they qualify for that World Cup. So it's quite a few years in between where there's no World Cup for American soccer fans to try to get a feel for the overall sport because the World Cup brings out even average marginal fans because Americans are big event people.
Is it still going to happen in Qatar? I remember a few years ago the buzz was that they wouldn't host it because of the climate there and some of their policies or treatment of certain, whether it was women or homosexuals. There were a lot of things on the line, plus the temperature. Mm-hmm. Is that still going through?
Well, because of all the reasons that you just mentioned, Martin, the World Cup has no business being in Qatar, no business whatsoever. And perhaps this is an end result of all the shenanigans that transpired with FIFA and some of the founding members of the board. But that's neither here nor there. But it answers your question. As of right now, in January of 2018, yes, the World Cup is still going to be in Qatar in 2022. Yes.
Bill, great to talk to you. Have fun tonight. One of the great events in St. Louis, certainly. We've lost some sporting luster in recent years, but this is something that not everybody is going to be sitting there. It's not going to pack the house, but it's certainly something that keeps St. Louis on the sports landscape, especially with soccer, and by requirement. Bill, he was supposed to be in Tahiti, but his wife found out he can't go because he has to be at this event.
It's pure and simple. I was supposed to be windsurfing in Martinique, but I have to do the MAC Herman Trophy tonight.
Oh, well, at least I don't think Martinique has the pecan cinnamon rolls that they have down at the MAC.
I assure you they don't.
The legendary rolls. All right, Bill McDermott checking in. Herman Trophy being awarded tonight in St. Louis, and we think about different events during the year. It is one of the cooler things. I'm glad that it is still here in St. Louis. We're live today at Maggie O'Brien's, the new location, the one in Sunset Hills, on to Lindbergh, and they've got specials going on. Think about this afternoon. It's a good day not to be outside unless you're building a ice rink for the kids. You don't really need to. Just go by the guy's house in Glendale. Happy hour from 3 until 6. And then again, from 9 to midnight, $2 for a domestic bottle, $3 for wine, half-priced select appetizers. You also have Saturday and Sundays, $3. That's it, $3 for a Guinness draft. You can build your own Bloody Mary bar. That's going on from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. every Sunday. So you can hang out here, watch the football. Come early on Saturday, watch the Blues game Saturday and Sunday. Noon start on Saturday, 2 o'clock on Sunday. Our text topic today, are you all in on the Chiefs? What's your level of interest in Chiefs football overall on a 1 to 10? And I'll tell you, when Macklin was there, mine was definitely higher. And then once he left, I kind of lost interest. Rams interest in watching tomorrow night, very high because I want to see them lose. I'm not afraid to say that I will watch Channel 5 tomorrow. Kim doesn't know we have plans to sit around the TV and hate watch.
Here we go. Text line, Cardinals usher of the year, a prolific texter today.
Was he really the usher of the year? Can we see documentation?
Yes, let's get confirmation there. He says, I have as much interest in Chiefs football as Chuck does in hanging out with me at the SLU game. Oh. None. One game he invited me to hang out. I was shooting the game for Fox 2. I had to leave. It was nothing personal. What is the NFL you speak of? That's from NoCo and SoCo. He's down on the NFL overall. Abe Froman, our guy who won the tickets a couple weeks back, he says, I have about as much interest in the Chiefs as I do listening to a 24-hour loop of Hockey Bob calls. No offense.
That's not nice.
No offense.
I'll be joining Cam later.
And this is getting back to the comment about Julie, our fine waitress here, who said I was handsome. She actually said more handsome in person than on TV, Martin, if you want to get the direct quote. Somebody in the text line.
Ridiculous,
catfish,
right? Isn't this saying, guy talking about himself over here?
She says.
The other staffers are now laughing at you.
That's fine. She's obviously.
Chuck's best trait is his hair, and he always wears a hat to radio. So you're not even throwing out
I
the
lettuce.
I need
to kind of tamp the hair down before TV tonight. But somebody's saying she's obviously into portly men. And somebody else saying she thinks you look better because the TV adds 20 pounds.
I always say the TV adds like 30 or 40.
It does add a lot.
And by the way, talking to Eddie McVeigh, the owner here at Maggie O'Brien's, he said, the weight loss challenge, how'd that go? And I said, hey, it was pretty good. And he said, but not for Chuck. So there's many sides.
All muscle.
People think you look good, and other people are a little concerned about the waistline.
Look, first of all, it's not about getting into good shape and being fit and eating well for just a month, Martin. It's about a lifestyle.
Thanks, Dr. Rick.
Okay? How many times have you worked out at Gold's Gym, our sponsor this week? I've worked out 3 times, and I might go after the show. I might.
In honor of you, I drove by and said, hey, there's a location. And then I went by another one and said, there's a location. Supporting the sponsor, Chuck Style.
Through osmosis.
Kenilwood's one of our great sponsors. Let's talk about it. You know what? I love dogs, and this time of year when they're out in the snow, did you see the dog that went sledding?
That was awesome.
I told Dave Murray, like,
so
what is
awesome.
I went and found it. It's all over, you know, social media, but I retweeted it because he looks like a border collie. And he takes one of those plastic toboggans and just chomps down, bites it, and drags it to the top of the hill, and then goes for a ride. You couldn't fake that.
It's so cool. Listeners, if you haven't seen it, go to social media, type it in. It's really a heartwarming video because dogs are so special to us, Martin. Kenilwood Pet Resorts, it's a sponsor where I don't just drive by, okay? I go in there. We take our dog Otis there, have for almost 4 years. Boarding, day camp. Let's say you're kind of... you're working here, and you don't want your dog in the house all day, and it's cold. Maybe you don't want to take him for a walk, or she. Take him to Kenilwood for the day camp. They get their exercise, you know, all that energy. They can get it out of their system at Kenilwood, and it's really good for grooming as well this time of year. Get a nice haircut, nails trimmed, and all that. Kenilwood Pet Resorts, boarding, grooming, day camp, they do it all.
And let's also plant the seed because we're only a couple of Sundays away from the AFC-NFC special event, the annual 590 AFC-NFC Championship Party, Sunday, January 21st. It's going to be at Hot Shots in Fenton. Hang out with the station personalities. Party's going to kick off at 1:30. You can come. In fact, we'll do some unofficial polling that day. Is Chuck better looking in person, or does he just tell people that?
Here's a tough question, though. I was thinking about this.
Is what it related if, to this?
Yes, it is. That's why I brought it up. What if our baby, Janie Mae, by the way, not Janie Ray, Janie Mae, what if she's born 2, 3, 4 days before the AFC-NFC Championship Party? Do I get a pass from my wife, even though my baby will only be about 3 or 4 or 5 days old, to just go out for a couple hours and enjoy the party with the listeners? I think that's fair, right?
I think at that point, let's just say, for example, if you guys had the baby on Friday the 19th, and by Sunday it's 48 hours later, you probably need to run out and get diapers anyway. Grab them in Fenton and just say, hey, I'm required to make an appearance. People kind of want to see me.
Just skip out for an hour or so.
Party begins at 1:30. That's on Sunday, January 21st, 30 minutes before the start of the AFC Championship game. Going to go up until halftime of the NFC game. A few of the prizes will be given away. That's one of the great things about this get-together. Prizes being given away. Flat-screen TVs, plural. Game of Thrones live tickets. Gold Gym year-round membership. You can work out with Charlie Marlowe and have Andy Vance-like spot you all in one spot. Hollywood Casino, two-night stay, $50 food voucher, Blues tickets. Get those AFC-NFC tickets today for only $30 on 590thefan.com or search AFC-NFC on Eventbrite. Included with that ticket is the food buffet, pizza, nachos, toasted wraps, Hotzarella sticks. Yeah, I said Hotzarella sticks. Unlimited Bud Family Draft pints, Bud Light, Bud Select, Budweiser from 1:30 until halftime of the second game. A free raffle ticket. All of that included in that price. $30 gets you in the door, gets you the buffet, and the unlimited draft beer from the Bud Family. That's Hot Shots in Fenton coming up on January 21st. Real quick.
Breaking news. Did you see the contract?
Yeah, that's
for John Gruden.
That's what I was putting my finger up
10
for.
$100 million.
Now, this hasn't been signed.
$100 million.
All being reported right now. Albert Breer, Adam Schefter, so on and so forth. But, yeah, right now the report is 10-year, which would be the longest coaching deal in NFL history. And it says the deal is likely to be worth about $100 million. The big question now is there an equity stake in there like we saw reported? We talked to Mike Lombardi on the hard line. He said there's no way a team's giving up ownership stakes for coaches, but we'll see. That's a lot of money.
And if you give him 10 years, $100 million, he doesn't need to be an owner. That's enough. I mean,
no.
10 minutes. John Gruden.
For Mark Davis, you don't have that much cash flow in your organization. He essentially is the owner at that point. It's going to be guaranteed.
What's crazy is
if he has
two straight, he's a 6-10,
got
7-9.
Left on the deal.
All of a sudden, boom, $80 million left, and people are mad as they just moved to Vegas.
We thought Kevin Sumlin was walking away with something easy.
It's crazy.
What's your gut on whether he'll succeed? It's already a pretty good team right now.
Well, they just had a very disappointing year.
I know, but it's a pretty good team.
Yes.
That was 12-4 last year.
You assume Derek Carr's back.
I mean, you're not taking over an expansion franchise.
You can win with Derek Carr, I think. You have Amari Cooper, really good wide receiver. You have a great defensive player.
Mess it up like the Colts have.
Right.
You
got
to sit him until he's 100% healthy and not until then.
But Khalil Mack is a stud.
Your offensive line is really good.
I think John Gruden will be successful. Will he win a Super Bowl? I don't know. I was listening the other day, and I think Dan Patrick said it really well, that sometimes, in some cases with John Gruden, the perception of John Gruden is better than the coach John Gruden.
Correct.
Because he did win that Super Bowl after Tony Dungy, where everything was kind of set for him. And then you look at his coaching record in the last 5 or 6 years,
correct,
and it wasn't this iconic coach at all.
Yeah, I don't think it's a home run hire. It sounds good, and especially you get to Vegas, he's going to be a superstar. He's a good coach, but I think I agree that his perception is way ahead of what the reality is. By the way, 10 years, $100 million. I'm hearing now the Cardinals offered 9 years, $89 million. So they
finished second again.
And apparently Gruden said he didn't want to come to St. Louis.
Football more fun, though, with Chucky on the sideline and not calling a Monday night football game between the
Bengals,
Titans and the Jaguars.
Titans, Jags, Titans. A couple of playoff teams, by the way.
That's true.
Even though I don't really care. All right, quick break. It is the Midday Grind. One of our great sponsors is Offenburg Hyundai. You can find them at O'Fallon, Illinois, Highway 64 from downtown St. Louis. About 10 minutes to get there. It's real simple. A short ride gets you a great deal. It's worth the trip to O'Fallon, Illinois. Greenmount Road is the exit. You'll see Offenburg Hyundai right there from Highway 64. And if you're buying a new car, even if it takes you another 5-10 minutes to get somewhere, why wouldn't you? You can own that car for another 5, 6, 7 years. You want to make sure you get it from the right dealer. And for years, the Offenburg name has been synonymous with great customer service. And that hasn't changed as they sell the Hyundai brand like they did back in 1989. Great customer service, great-looking vehicles, great gas mileage. It's all the things you would want in a vehicle. OffenbergHyundai.com is their website. That's where you can begin your search online or see Matt Offenburg and the entire team in person in O'Fallon. We're live today at Maggie O'Brien's, the station, hanging out here all day. And don't be confused, it's the new one in Sunset Hills.